WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your host, Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery, and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show on this fine Saturday. A little frigid, I'd say. I cannot remember so many days in a row that it's been this cold. I'm sure it has, but it's been a long time. I think it's about 22 out right now. It's a little frigid, and I think earlier in the week it got down to 7 at night, and that's super cold, so... It is going to warm up, and we've got temperatures going to be up in the 40s, and I never thought the 40s would sound warm, but that sounds warm to me. And give it to all of our staff at the nursery and the installers. They installed over 100 trees this week in these conditions, and we wouldn't do it if it would not be viable for the tree. Only certain deciduous trees would be able to do it in these temperatures. But I don't recommend you really going out as a homeowner and working in the yard today. But if you really want to.
No worries on this end, I can promise you.
Yeah, you hire it out. But we are open at the nursery. And I'm sure you'll get some great personal service because there's probably more staff there than customers, for sure. But I'm Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery, Dave Gober, F&B Mortgage, and we are joined with Rutherford County Property Assessor, Rob Mitchell. Rob, good to have you.
Good morning.
Good holidays, everything. Good new year. As we said, yeah, we're glad to see a new year.
Every day this side of the dirt is a good day.
The older we get, right? That's for sure.
I do have a question about plants. I was given a eucalyptus tree. Over the holidays, and I planted it before I went to Florida. Mm. It's supposed to be cold hardy, but we got down to about -2, didn't we? Did we get that cold?
Yeah, and I don't know. There's a lot of varieties of eucalyptus, but did it have leaves on it?
Yeah, it's got leaves on it because they're evergreens.
So. Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I'd put a prayer on that one.
Well, buried it deep.
Yeah. Well, burying it deep doesn't really help. That might swallow it, but you can plant plants too deep. But wrapping it or something. But man, it's cold.
It is.
How big was it?
It was in a 3.5 gallon pot. Yeah, not huge, but
right. Well rooted and everything.
Yeah, it was well rooted and had the potting soil and stuff with it. So, yeah. I dug it down there and bermed it up a little bit and watered it real good. Then went to Florida.
when you said it was hardy, what zone was it hardy for?
I don't remember that. It just said it was a cold hardy eucalyptus on the literature.
Yeah, because this is 7A kind of zone and. That will get down around 0, hardiness zone. But we have a lot of – we're in a transition zone. I think last week as I covered the record high was in 2015 on that day last week, and it was 72 degrees. So
yeah.
What a flip, huh? But it's about soil temperatures as well. Just 8 inches down in the soil is – quite a bit warmer than I don't know. I would like for you to report on this in the summer and tell me.
Are you selling a lot of Murray cypress as opposed to Leland cypress?
We have gone over to, you know, suggest Murray Cypress. It's a little bit more resistant to the canker. You know, it's a cultivar of Leland. And, you know, Leland Cypress has a bad rap, but it's all where you put it. You know, one of the fastest growing evergreens for screen and one of the more affordable ones. But Green Giant Arborvitae is the way to go. The only thing about Green Giant Arborvitae, it's a little slower grower, but it's the, you know, certain sizes, there's shortages in nursery stock from the recession. A lot of people either went out of business or were scared to death to plant. And you've always got to be 3 to 5 years ahead mm-hmm. on planting nursery stock that will meet the standards of building codes for size-wise. So anything, right now we're trying to find Bosc Elm. That's a street-required tree planting for commercial properties. Great, great tree, but supply and demand, there are none. And, you know, especially like a 3-inch caliper. Mm-hmm. I mean, we found them. They're in Georgia and Florida, but I don't feel good about bringing a tree from Georgia or Florida here this time of year and planting it. And plus, the soils are so much different. But
you got more clay down there than we even have here.
Well, Georgia does, but Florida, you got more sandy loam, yeah. But, you know, that's why Warren County and, you know, Smithville, Manville, and parts of Manchester, that's why it's nursery capital of the world for shade trees and things, is because of the silty loam soil with a small amount of clay. You'll find those type of soil conditions in other areas, like in parts of Missouri. And I found some elm in Missouri outside of Kansas City, which Titans play Kansas City. Maybe I could have throw a few on the on the plane, you know, and come back. Yeah. But yeah, it's all every plant, you know, just has a different condition that it thrives in. And it's so much better to plant a plant out of a container than it is from a bulb and burlap, just because of the root system.
Yeah,
you know, you can take a 3-foot say cypress for instance, or arborvitae or anything really, and put it next to a 6-foot bulb and burlap. Within 2 years, that container will be the size of the one you planted or bigger, and it all comes down to the root system.
Yeah, you lose a lot of roots with bulb and burlap.
Yeah, if you ever you know, bought a tree that had bulb and burlap, and we sell a lot of bulb and burlap, there's a reason for it. They're less expensive. You know, to fill grow is a little easier to manage. It's not as costly as far as the irrigation and the structures involved in it. But if you ever see the dirt come off of a root ball on a tree, and you see you've got a 12-foot tree and the root is basically maybe 12 inches by 9, 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly dirt around it.
Yeah.
It's remarkable how these trees live, especially when they're planted like in urban environments or metropolitan environments where they're in a sidewalk with a tree grate around them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, you know, to see them survive in that. And a lot of it comes in with how it's planted and digging out that soil pit and putting in good stuff. You got to have some organic matter in there that's going to transition your soil into, you know.
Now, getting the proper landscaping for your yard definitely helps with the market value on it.
It does, you know, but unfortunately it does not go in the appraisal price of a house. It definitely, I think, it's the first thing you see when you pull up to a house. It gives you that first impression, which is very vital. I think, like, just when Ann David Hoke sponsors the show, they've said, you know, I think a buyer makes up their mind on a house, not only the curb appeal when they first drive up, but when they walk through that door. That's why a lot of model homes have cookies and stuff in there to mm-hmm. give you those senses that pick up on. You might not be thinking about it, but in your...
Well, if you feel good, then you're going to feel even better, and you're going to feel really good when you see cookies, and then you're going to keep that momentum flowing.
Yeah, especially if those cookies are good cookies.
Right, but if they're bad cookies, you could kill the deal.
But just, if they smell good and they're still bad, well, you come out good.
You can take a drop of vanilla and put it on the eye of a stove and turn it on and let it warm up, and it smells like sugar cookies.
Hmm. I wonder if, like, your appliance people say that's a good idea.
if they get to repair.
You don't ever want. Yeah, you don't ever. It's like I cook fried rice for my two sons. Some of their favorite food is fried rice, and I do my hibachi acting. And do you get some rice on an eye of a stove? It doesn't smell very good, and it's hard to get off. I mean, it is. But anyway, lot going on. I've heard a lot on the radio with your name here lately. It's that time of year. It's that mandatory. It's not something that you're saying, I want to re-evaluate these properties. And you've been on the show several times before and talked about this, and I appreciate you coming on today. Let's go ahead and, I guess, talk about this mandatory assessment and the things that, factor into it. I mean, obviously, one of the things about buying a house or buying commercial property is you buy it as an investment because you want it to go up. When you want to sell your house, you want to sell it for more than you bought it for. But let's be honest, when you're paying taxes on it or on property, you don't want it to be as high. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a state-mandated reappraisal. By law, we bring everything every 4 years. We equalize the values, which means that some properties, as Dave knows, there'll be some sections of the county and certain a market range of properties that everybody wants and there's a shortage of. So the demand for that particular group of houses or in that particular area will go up. Since we set the taxes, we take a snapshot every 4 years. This is what the market looks like today, and this is the value on the properties today. And whatever that market value is, we assess for taxation on residential and farm property 25% of the appraised value. So for every $100,000, you're only being assessed for taxes on $25,000 of it because we're a fractional assessment state. That's why so many people are moving here from out of state, because our property taxes compared to what they are other places is very, very low.
Yeah, I mean, like New York, California are two of the biggest evacuation states in the country, people leaving. And they said, well, Florida and Tennessee, I saw on Fox a little excerpt that Texas and Florida, people are flocking there from these areas. Well, they didn't mention Tennessee, and they said, well, it's, Florida and Texas, they don't have in-state income taxes. Well, neither does Tennessee.
No, Tennessee doesn't, but the property tax rates in Florida and in Texas are actually higher than they are in Tennessee. Well, my folks have a condo in St. Augustine. It's about 800 square feet. Their property taxes on that 800 square foot condo was exactly the same as their 5,000 square foot house here in Rutherford County. That
and do they have of course we have a coupled with you're with the county, coupled with taxes. If you're in the city, you have a city property tax. Mm-hmm. And then you have a county property. That's why even on Dave's end of it, on rural development, a lot of the attractiveness of a rural development living in the county is, one, the loans that they're giving now of basically, is that still going? Rural zero down if you qualify, basically.
So qualify, it has to be a specified area.
Yes. Exactly. And, but then you don't have the city taxes on top of that. Now, where my nursery sits in we used to be in the county.
Welcome to the city.
Long ago. but then, we're right there at, used to be Barfield Road. Now it's Veterans Road. When we started, it was Shelbyville Highway. It was 231 Highway, and it was Shelbyville Highway. Now it's South Church, Shelbyville Highway, and 231, mm-hmm. If you look back. Barfield Road, now it's Veterans. A lot of changes in that area. I own two parcels of land right there beside each other, and again, you want your property to be very valuable, but when you pay tax on it, that's another story. Yeah. But when you add those two places and then being commercial on top of that, it's a hefty bill.
It is.
So in the case of your parents' place, do they have multiple taxes as well, like county, city, and some other places even have another tax?
A state.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's something we have to watch out for Tennessee, too. It's actually on TCA code that we do have a state property tax. Most people don't know that. There is a state property tax. The rate is set at zero. We need to get that fixed.
Right.
We don't need another tax coming in from the
state. And we're trying to get rid of the hall tax as well.
Right, we're trying to get rid of the hall tax. We need to get rid of it in the code. And we also have to have an amendment to the Constitution to forbid a state property tax. But it is. There is a state property tax.
So, I mean, you get taxed when you come into the world. You text when you get out of the world.
That's
right?
It.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of this segment and take a break. Stay tuned. We got Rob Mitchell still with us and Dave Gober. And I'm Dean Higby. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Toots. Toots has been in business on Broad Street for 32 years. One of our most popular items back then and even now is our fried dill pickle chips. Nobody does fried pickles like Toots Restaurant. Come get some today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots. Is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun. Toots.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Apartment of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. sell faster, and buy smarter with Ann Hoke and Associates.
You know I'm going to be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. I'm Dave, F&B Mortgage. Here with Dean Higby, South Branch Nursery, Rob Mitchell, property assessor, Rutherford County. Talking about the year of reappraisal and what that impact has on you. And we appreciate you listening. It's the best way to go inside, stay warm. Tune in to local radio, local talk show. This is real time, real talk. It's not prefabbed. We just go straight from the hip, I guess, Dean. And we'll continue on with Rob here.
No, it didn't. All those hours. It takes 20, 30 hours to prepare for the content of the show. That's why it's so good, you know.
I know, I tell you.
And Rob, you know, we had to go through like layers of security to get Rob here. I mean, it's tough.
I want to hire a bodyguard at the end
of
this
year. Yeah, you might need to, hanging out with us. But no, actually, it's totally opposite of that. Rob is very accessible. He's got open door policy.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's
I'll even buy your coffee.
Yeah. they got the construction of the big building next door to you coming to a looks like they're about to the 10-yard line fixing to punch it in the end zone. Now, will your office stay where you're at, or are you
currently? It looks like we're going to the consultants came back in and said that where we are is where we should stay, and we shouldn't lose any space.
Yeah. I mean, and it makes sense because the clerk, you know, for your, you know, marriage licensing, business licensing, and your car tags, and the county clerk's office being right below you, it does make sense for, you know, to be where you're at.
Yeah, three offices. Well, actually, there's three offices that we, being close proximity to, would be great. Registered deeds, we got the registered deeds closed because when the property transfer comes in, it comes up to our office. We actually key the new owner information in because it's from our records that we keep that the trustee sends the tax bills out from. So the only other office, if in a perfect world, if I could have right over in the same building with us, would be planning. Because the developers go in there, they have to submit their plans, they have a plat, they have to take that plat to get it recorded. Then after they record the plat, it needs to come up to us for mapping so that we can map it and break the parcels out. That would make it easier for the consumer to not have to run all over the city to get something done.
And luckily we're not, you know. It's not but a couple football fields away with you know, a little cross street here, there, everywhere. So it's the judicial building, right?
Right.
Okay. And is that where all the court, like the all the general sessions, things like that, traffic courts, and going to be held, right?
Right.
Okay. And so you're going to get to see that's where they bring them in for if they are incarcerated and things like that. That's where all that takes place, which that will free up a lot of stuff right there on that section of the square.
Yeah, it'd be great if we had one of the suggestions from I've said it all along, but the consultants agreed, it'd be a great place to have housing as far as either a hotel or condos.
Yeah, and that's one thing I was thinking, you know, Murfreesboro, we talked about last week, Dave and I did, that, you know, Murfreesboro, Tennessee is the 10th fastest growing city in the country.
We're the fastest growing community, Rutherford County, in the state of Tennessee.
Yes, and, you know, by 2020, we're going to surpass Chattanooga, Hamilton County. And what one of the biggest things we were talking about, too, is on that list that we brought up last week, like seven of the top 10 were in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And like three of them were outside of Dallas, and then the other ones were around Austin. But, you know, when you take Texas, like I said, I mean, I think you can fit most of Europe in the state of Texas.
Yeah, Texas is huge.
Just like, you know,
and land is cheap in Texas because they got so much of it.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I think Tennessee's a much more beautiful state as far as our diversity of plants, mountains, terrain, rivers. But, you know, I like Texas, too. But
there wouldn't be a Texas if it wasn't for Tennessee.
That's right.
I have to keep reminding them of that.
Yeah, yeah. And so one thing I think of when we're talking about all the recording deeds and things like that, are you seeing a lot of people moving addresses coming from out of state? Or do you really
we get a lot of people moving in.
We just see names and numbers.
No, we don't see, because with the stuff that comes in, doesn't tell you where they used to be. It just says they're buying this property right here. And, you know, but we have, as Dave, we've got a tremendous shortage of housing. There's not, what is it, 30 days is maybe in a house from $250,000 to $300,000
in 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like an auction process starts taking place.
It's exactly that. What they do now is instead of write an offer and submit it, they say all offers are accepted up until tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's the cutoff date. So you get all these multiple offers come in, and so the seller just sits there and goes, which one do I want? It's a pick of the litter.
And again, done this show, it has not always been this way.
No. No,
that's the fun thing about the show. If we could
used
go
to
back,
be people would just lowball and go, wow, got it for this.
Well, used to the lowball's over. Builders would put in a flat screen TV, pay, you know, a service.
100% of closing.
There were reports in California when it was real bad. They were putting cars, new cars, in the get working on a thing with the dealership so they could write it off. Put cars in the that go with the house in the garage.
Jeez. It never got that bad around here.
Well, it might, you know. It might be a Kia or something instead of a Mercedes, but
well, either way, it's a car.
Car's car.
That's an incentive to purchase,
right? But like you said, you know, and one thing though, my point was is when I think of Chattanooga and the comparison of Murfreesboro and other cities, we, you know, besides the NHC building, the second tallest building I think is what, our jail. Rutherford County Jail.
I'm not. It may be the new judicial center.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'm saying from the skyline,
the jail's five.
We do not have that look of, like, you know, if you go in Chattanooga, and I mean that might be a good thing to think of is, and I know that there's certain office space that has to be paid to pay for structures like, but it's always cheaper to go up than out. But. And I know out towards the Gateway and Medical Center Parkway, that seems to be where more of the buildings would probably go vertical. But, you know, you just think when you look at a city like Chattanooga or Knoxville, the bigger buildings and things, you don't, that's not as, you know, prevalent here. And MTSU's got some pretty.
Well, their buildings were built half a century or more ago because they were a large city longer, and everything was clustered along the waterfront down there.
Yep.
In Chattanooga
and Nashville
and
Memphis and Knox.
So any of the cities like that that are the historically larger cities where there was commerce and stuff, you're going to see the bigger buildings like that. You won't see them in Franklin developed similar to the way we developed.
Yeah, Cool Springs, you'd see the Nissan headquarters and a few. I bet they seem to not go over 15 stories.
No, their growth is toward Cool Springs. Our growth will be Medical Center Parkway until we develop something else. And there are folks actively looking right now for another developable office park area.
Yeah, and another thing, do you think about the old-timey squares like we have? I think we've got one of the most beautiful squares in Tennessee. Still have the courthouse look. You don't have that. Mm-hmm. You have to hunt and find for it in a city like Chattanooga or Nashville.
Yeah.
But you know, back in the old days, a lot of the businesses, they would live above their business.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we've now, you start seeing a lot of the live work play developments where commercial on the bottom and residential on the top.
Yeah. And Lenox Village has done a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. And they're building one right across our nursery in Brentwood.
in Nolensville, mm-hmm. where that same developer, McGowan with Regent, they're doing that same type of concept right on the right across the street from it. So it's, and that was the concept where, like, on Tennessee Boulevard, well, now it's Middle Tennessee Boulevard, used to be South Tennessee, where the Boulevard mm-hmm. Barn Girl is, and now with the condos down through there. So that was same developer doing that. We are being flagged down for a break, so we will take a break, and we will be back in just a few. Stick with us where you're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way.
Hi, I'm Karen Milligan, letting you know you can now get personal FNB mortgage service at our office in the new First National Bank of Middle Tennessee branch at 3427 Memorial Boulevard across from VA Hospital. Contact me, Karen Milligan, or Bill Fusen for great rates, great service at FNB Mortgage.
3427 Memorial Boulevard, FNBMT.com. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Toots. Toots is also known for our seafood dishes. We've got everything from fried oysters to steamed oysters, oysters on the half shell, peel and eat shrimp, fried shrimp, catfish, clams, you name it. Come on down and get some seafood at Toots. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots. Is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
All right. Thank you for tuning in here to the Rutherford Home Show. Rob Mitchell, Rutherford County Property Assessor. We do have a mandatory state reassessment. This is the year. Been hearing it on the radio quite a bit and covering. So, Rob, what's the biggest challenge? I mean, I know you guys have got technology. You've done a lot of changes in that office since you've been in office. And it's really, you know, become a little more simple, I would think, but then...
Well, doing a good, if you always have to try, just like I was talking to Dave just a second ago, how can we communicate what's going on to the end user, to the taxpayer? That's always a challenge because people get their information in different ways. More people now use their cell phones to get information. So we adopted a free service. It's called Remind. They use it at the schools. You can sign up, and when there's something important, if you think you're going to miss something that you might have gotten in the mail or a reminder about an important thing, you sign up on our Remind service, and we will send out the information directly to you, however you want to get it, whether it's email or whether it's a text on your phone. And that's free. You just sign up at our website. You got our website. There's a sign up for messages. You click on that. You follow through it. And it's not something we don't get your email address. It's held inside. We don't get your cell phone number. We just get that you've signed up. Here's your name. And you want to get important information from the office. So we'll reach out. We'll remind people that, okay, it's time for the tangible personal property schedules to be filled out. We're printing those up to get them to mail out this week.
That's one tax that I just, as a business owner, I look and I'm paying tax on a fax machine. You
know? Yeah, on a chair.
I understand you don't like it either. But
and that's another thing. There is also a personal property tax on your personal property. But the legislature assumes that it's de minimis. It has no value. All they have to do is change that. There are so many little gotchas out there in the law that you really need to have people looking for that and trying to look out and work towards your best interest.
Like you just said in our first segment, if people missed this, like when we were talking about the state tax.
Yes.
It's on the books, it's just not being...
There is a state...
We kind of need to go in and clean a little of that stuff up.
The state got their funding up until 1949 through a state property tax. In 1949, they brought in a statewide sales tax. They didn't take the property tax off the books. They just eliminated the rate. It's still there as a safety valve for whenever they spend too much up in Nashville. They've always got something they can say, you know, we really need this money to do this with. Let's go and assign one penny on every property.
And the state sales tax is about, what, 6%, something like that, and then the local adds there. So yeah, I think ours here in Rutherford County is like 9.75%, for easy terms, 10%. You buy something for a dollar, you know, say I'm going to pay a dollar, it'd be $1.97.98 on the dollar. But... you go through Georgia, and when I go to Chattanooga, where I'm from, used to always stop and get gas in Georgia because the sales tax is a lot lower than their fuel tax. But I think their tax is around 6%,
something like that.
It may be.
Sales tax. But I mean, and people would say, well, I'm going to go shop in Georgia. Because in Chattanooga, they live basically on the border. You can hop over to Georgia. But, you know, little do people start thinking, well, how much time does that take me to go? But internet commerce, maybe that's a whole different subject. But we do have a higher sales tax, but we don't have a state income tax. The tax, like the hall tax, they're trying to get rid of the, like, that tax still being on the books. It's almost like they could just push the button and
it's all they have to do. That is all they have to do.
Might be the end of someone's political career, but if people are paying attention, but
you would think that it would have been the end of people's political career with the gas tax, but that's gone away with a whimper. Everybody was upset about it being here, and now everybody's used to paying $2.20 a gallon for a gallon of gas.
I think we get in the habit of just accepting things after a while. At first, it makes you upset. But so on evaluations, if you know people do not agree with an evaluation, they do have a voice to go and
and
talk about that.
And this is how the process work. And our values are set as of January 1st, 2018. We've got a value right now for every property. It's just not finalized. We have to get approval from the state. They have to agree with our numbers. There'll be some massaging. We will print the assessment change notices, and we will send those out toward the end of March. Everybody should have them in April. When you get your assessment change notice, if there's something that you disagree with, call us. Call our office. In a reappraisal year, we can review that outside of the state board, outside of the county board of equalization process, which meets in June. We'll look at the card. Well, we call it a car. We'll look at your values with you. We'll determine if, you know, is the square footage correct? Well, yeah, it's correct. Or no, it's not correct. Is the quality correct? Is there anything that would be a detriment to your property? You have a sinkhole in it. Mm-hmm. Is it raw land that won't perk? Any number of
unimproved property.
Yeah, any number of different things that we don't have noted on there that would affect the value. Because you know your property better than we do because we don't live on it. So if you can bring something to us that says, you know, yeah, this affects this right here and this is why it shouldn't be that, we can take a look at it. If we agree with you, we'll make the change. Our job is to get the value right, not raise the value for tax purposes. Our job is to appraise the property, get the correct appraisal. We don't do a fee appraisal. We do it in mass. We'll take a group of sales. We'll say sales in this area per square foot are coming at X amount of dollars. Okay, you base depreciation and lot size with it. Then homes that are built in this same time period right here will be X amount of dollars because that's what they're selling for right now is X amount of dollars. And that's what we go with. We don't, you know, there's no hoodoo with it. It's just the numbers.
A lot of people think that when I order an appraisal, it's going to change. They're going to pay more taxes.
No.
And I was like, it has nothing to do. It's two different appraisals. Mm-hmm. And it's two different formulas.
And it's two different reasons for getting it.
Right.
I got a question, and this came to me when knowing that part of that 38 hours.
Have you had people bring the appraisal, by the way, to your
office? Oh, yeah. They come in all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I was just making sure. I'm sorry to cut you off, but before I lost the thought.
Part of the 38 hours of prep for the show, I had this. This was a question top of my list.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so, Dave, we got your house payment. People escrow taxes into their payment, so on and so forth for the property tax and so on and so forth. So your taxes go up, and what happens to the loan payment?
It goes up.
Exactly. Okay, so.
When they say, hey, well, my payment going up. Because it's taxes and insurance. Should you have a claim? They're like, well, I was told my payment would never go up. Well, then you were informed wrong.
Yeah.
It goes back to the principle again. The principle and interest. You always want your property to go up when you're selling it, but when you're paying taxes on it,
you can't have it both ways. Just like being self-employed. Hey, I made $200,000 last year. Yeah, well, you only pay taxes on 25. So you got $25,000. So you mm-hmm. don't qualify. They don't get that. But
if you make $200,000, you might as well figure 43 cents on the dollar going to pay your income.
I'm just saying,
tax.
If you try to take a know. Break and pay less taxes, it can hurt you when qualifying.
Yeah.
Same thing when buying a house. When somebody goes over, your principal interest, I always say your principal interest will never change. It's a fixed rate for 30 years. However, your insurance is always subject to change without notice. But usually, if you have a claim or there's a disaster in the area, your insurance is going to go up. And then your taxes can go up. In a market that we live in now, your taxes are not going to be what they were in 2010 versus 2020. And you've got to understand that.
So, and so what I've seen with home values and things like that, I don't have the specific increase, but I would say at least 5% increase of home values over last year. Do you know that percentage, Dave, by any chance? I know as a nation. Yeah, they, you know, as a nation, they say, well, you know, home values have gone up 6% over last year. In this community,
this year is not as drastic as it was, I mean, from 16, 17 than it was from 2012 to 2014. That's when it really took off.
Yeah, when you go from the prices of the recession.
When you go from 185 to 220.
Rob, when property values dropped considerably back in the recession, how did property values pretty much stay the same? Did they lower or did they?
They should have gone down at the reappraisal, but the numbers that they were using were coming in, there were sales coming in toward the end of the cycle, like November, December of 2000. And let's see, reappraisal then. Let's see, we had a reappraisal in 14, 4 years prior was 2010. So they're using 2009's, November 2009 sales. There were sales that were indicative that the market was going down, that because and those weren't properly accounted for.
And they foreclosures were, don't get factored in, do they?
They can now if foreclosures are the market. They're not normally considered, but we got that changed. That if the only sales you have are foreclosure sales, the foreclosures are the market, so they can be included now. They're not normally. If you just got one property in a subdivision that was foreclosed, no. Right. If every property that sold in that subdivision or 70% of them were all foreclosures, then actually the market is foreclosures.
Right.
And so you can take that into account. But normally you don't. But if it is a market, then you can. But the thing for people to remember, and this is, you know, let me say this, everyone's values will be going up. I can say that with 98% surety. What percentage they go up is what you really need to be cognizant of. If your property goes up less than the median increase and your legislative body, whether you're in the city or in the county or in both, adopts a revenue neutral certified tax rate. If your percent increase was less than the median percent increase for the county, the taxes that you pay should go down. Now, if your increase is greater than the median increase, your property taxes will most probably go up, but it will not go up the same percentage as your increase, because we're a fractional assessment state, and if your appraisal is going up, only 25% of your appraised value is being used to account for that. So just know that just because your values are going up, don't freak out. The thing to try to determine is if your increase is greater than the median percent increase. And we're working on ways to try to communicate that and to share that information. It's complicated math, and everybody hates math. Well,
it's kind of like how they, you know, when I'm accountant, you know, if you can kind of estimate the next 3 years of income, if as long as things stay about, you know, relatively to history of mm-hmm. your income and things, and you can get a picture of, hey, you know, next couple of years I should be able to, you know, have an estimated budgetary amount of what my taxes are going to be from a income tax standpoint and other things. But we're gonna take a break. But is there any way? And I don't want to put you here in a weird space, but do you have a ballpark percentage rate at all on what might?
I expect a median increase. Everybody in my office right now, if they listen to this, are going to be screaming and pulling their hair out because they don't like it when this information gets out there. We don't have a final number yet because we're still working. It would not be out of the question for it to be in the mid-30s. And I say that because Davidson County came off of theirs, and their median was 37% increase for Davidson County. And Davidson County is driving our market.
Right. And a lot of that is where they're knocking down houses that, you know, and building back $2 million houses on
there. They imploded the Lifeway building today to build a new Hyatt Regency.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Our weekend special, in my opinion, is the best special that we've got. It's our imported Danish baby back ribs, slow cook for hours, fall off the bone, extremely lean, no gristle. Try our baby back ribs this weekend. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Apartment of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoken Associates.
Okay, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We've only got a few minutes left. Thank you, Rob, for coming in today and going kind of over the property assessment spectrum with us. And then, Dave, you want to give us an update on rates and things real quick in the last few minutes?
Rates are still good. The Fed will raise the short-term interest rate this year. We're thinking three times. It takes prime closer to five if you're doing a HELOC now. Or you have a HELOC, that's going to change your payments immediately. You know, so it's prime plus one, prime plus two. You look at your paperwork. If prime's 4.5 and they do an adjustment of a quarter, then you're paying a quarter more interest on that a year. So you need to be prepared for that this year. The economy, the Dow finally broke 25,000, which is phenomenal. I still think there's going to be a pullback a little bit. I don't know, but we keep seeing good consumer sentiment or spending habits. We see good or the willingness to spend. We also see job creation at going strong.
Low unemployment.
We're going to feel the effects of the tax plan. We'll really feel the effects in 2019 after the corporations actually see the monetary value in that. But they've already done their books. If you're a corporation at the sizes we're talking about, they've already projected it. So they're going ahead and investing it early now. And then I read a good statement, Dean. Some people say, well, I should wait before I buy a home real estate. Well, you should buy real estate and then wait, because once you buy it, it's yours and it'll gain value most of the case. So I thought that was a good way to come on the show today and say, a lot of people say, we got to wait before I buy real estate. No, go ahead and try to buy it. There's a lot of programs out there. Get involved. Get the real estate. As Rob will tell you, and he's a valued elected official here who knows what he's doing. Don't take my word for it. Take his. Take yours. You're a businessman. These prices are going to continue to rise. And if rates go up, eventually the long-term rate, you know, you're right now in a conventional around 4%.
And we have had rates historically high, was what, 18, 19% back right in the 80s? And
but even if the rates go up, like we talked about, you got lack of inventory. Even if the rates go up a percentage point, even if they went up to 5%, if you have inventory, people are still going to buy because they're chomping at the bits. It's kind of like, well, I got four pieces of pizza now, or five. I'm going down to four. You're still hungry. It's still available, and it's still better than renting. So I really think even with the rates going up, but we will see more inventory. That's another thing. Projections will see more inventory hit the market this year because now we've had a couple of years of suffering low inventories. And we're trying to catch up. I don't think we'll get to where we want to be, but even a 10 to 20% increase in inventory will be huge for the growth and the sales in the real estate market.
All right. Well, Rob, any closing remarks in our last 30
If you have any questions, just give our office a call, 615-898-7750. They can look up any information that you need, and we can put you in touch with somebody that can help you out.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. We have a great town here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And let's all keep it going.
Let's go see a movie.
All right. Okay.
Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time is kind of what no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.